Yeah. We use deodorant on our armpit, and we kind of make women feel.
Hey, G-Dell, we need that video, G-Dell.
They won't allow me in.
Oh, shit.
Powered by Riverside FM. Powered by Riverside FM.
Fifth, sixth. You know, nobody's counting, baby. We here, though.
Ain't no need of introductions today. They know this is when to tell that.
Whoa. That's how you going to do the people?
Hey, look. We've been glitching. First time we got strong, 18 minutes. But think about it if we didn't do the intro.
Yeah, but everything flowed in perfectly.
We could have got that 30, at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we ain't worried about it, though. We here.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yep. Y'all know I wasn't going to let that go. I had to keep trying until I try to figure out what was going on with it.
Oh, yeah, we know. You know, hey, do your thug too. That's why I was rapping to the intro song. You just didn't hit them bars I was spitting.
Bars. Okay. Since y'all talking about bars, how y'all felt about that Future with Kendrick Lamar?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't listened to the whole song. I only listened to Kendrick verse.
Yeah. I mean, I listened. Yeah, it was nice. It's nice. Why it sound like Future still mad because, and just me now. I mean, I think that like when him and Drake came out with that album together, man, that album was good. You know what I'm saying? So I think he was expecting Drake to actually, him and Drake do another album together before Drake do an album with all these different kind of people. You know what I mean? Because that album was good. Really, really good. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. It's in my kids' playlist. I don't know why, but that's and they like that. They like Future and Drake together. You know what I'm saying? And then when Drake did one with 21 Savage, and all that stuff like that. I think that was a, you know, Future was mad about that from what I was reading.
Yeah,
but the album nice. The album nice now.
Yeah, I still gotta listen to it.
I ain't listen to the album. I just listen to the that one song like that, because everybody was talking about it, and I was like, "Damn, Kendrick going hard on this one, just on this verse." So,
well, he had no choice but to, man, because he felt as though that his name didn't get mentioned, but you think his name did get mentioned. You know what I'm saying? In so many ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a nice song, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Who you got?
K-Dot.
J. Cole or K-Dot?
Yeah. Cole on the tail right now. Who you got?
I'll tell y'all right now. I think J. Cole is one of the. He's a really, 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 really good rapper, and all that stuff like that. I don't know, man. That's a toss up, man. I mean, like, I don't know. That's a toss up. I'm gonna tell you right now, because J. Cole is really, really good. You listen to some of his word, and I think T.I.'s son sound just like him in so many ways. You get what I'm saying? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's his name, Damani. You know, he got a couple albums out there. He got a couple songs out there that sound really, really good. You know what I mean? But if I gotta go with J. Cole, I got to. And I mean, and I can't pit Drake messing with Kendrick, because Drake is not a top 10 rapper for me now. That just me now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, to my kids and all them and they friend, Drake is the number one rapper in the world. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for me listening to Drake, nah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I got to go with K-Dot. I have to.
I think it'd be good. I think it'd be a good back and forth between him and Cole.
I think so. I agree.
With Drake. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Think about it though. K-Dot ain't Meek Mill.
Yeah, that's what's going through my mind. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But you know, Meek Mill can rap, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I mean, he must be didn't have nothing to tank. You know, when Drake came at him, I don't know. But he can rap. I mean, some of his stuff I heard, man. Like his stuff, he sounds pretty smooth. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if he in that level. You know what I'm saying? That we can actually mention him when it comes down to a K-Dot and J. Cole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Drake would give you maybe two good rounds. I think two good rounds.
I mean, he
may have two good songs. I think that Cole would be able to go the distance with K-Dot.
Yeah.
To where, like, if this one of them, like Joe Budden. Nobody give Joe his credit, but for the volume of him to go and just put out diss tracks just at a high rate, a clip like he did, even with Drake, even just back in the day, it's like, I don't think that Drake would be able to have good back-to-back-to-back songs like that. You know, I think with Cole can go in and him and K-Dot will go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Drake may give you two. And then it may kind of taper a little bit.
Well, as long as he don't come out with anything because you know, he wasn't the original person with the Hotline Blank. That was somebody else song, from what I was told and from what I read and all that stuff like that. So, I mean, if he come off some of that back-to-back stuff and all that stuff like that, that'll probably be pretty cool. But as long as he don't,
I'm sorry, you said what?
But as long as he don't come with the Hotline Blank, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You. Oh, wrong person, wrong song. Good gosh. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, for this right here, this can't be one of those, I'm going to go in and make a hit song on you. You literally got to be a diss track. You got to go in with it. I don't care about it being played on the radio. I want to lyrically, I'm finna annihilate you.
Yeah. I'm
not saying he can't do it.
He probably can do it. I mean, but look, man, this man, he makes so much
career. I don't think he may want, he probably don't even want to even attempt it.
Well, he don't have to. He don't have to prove nothing to none of us. You know why? Because the young generation kids, these kids already got him on that mountain, you know what I mean, as one of the best rapper, you know what I'm saying? So question right quick, since we're talking about that, name, spit off your top five.
What we talking, lyrically, top five?
Lyrically, top five.
I got Mos Def, MF Doom, Lupe, KRS, Big Daddy Kane.
Damn. damn. My top five, lyrically? Fuck. Big Pun.
Hmm.
Shit. So we can use anybody current, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your top five. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to go Big Pun. Like I said, K-Dot. I'm gonna take one of yours, Mos Def. Busta Rhymes. And I think one more. Damn. Wale.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about a top five of all time, and once you, like, if you, and I had this question brought up to me a couple weeks ago, and I did some research and I looked into it. So, top five, a lot of, I mean, you can't forget that Eminem gonna be on a top five, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You can't, I mean, like, Kendrick gonna be there, and I hate to say this name too, but a lot of people... No, I mean of this time right here. Now it's gonna be Kanye. It's gonna be the Jay-Z. It's gonna be the Travis Scott. It's gonna be the J. Cole. The Drake and Snoop Dogg and Cardi B and Post Malone. But when I think about top five, you got to pit like Jadakiss and you got to pit like Big Daddy Kane. I mean, don't get it. I mean, like. If Big Daddy Kane was in the 2000, he would have shocked a lot of people. A lot of people ain't never heard of Kane. My kids ain't never heard of a Kane. I mean, Pippin Ain't Easy. Oh, man. Pippin Ain't Easy. Y'all remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Now I say, extra, extra. Here's the Bachelor coming straight at you. You know what I'm saying? Pippin Ain't Boogie Down Production had, Bobo. You know what I mean? Clack, 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 clack. Get your street knowledge. Every posse go whack. You know what I mean? And then don't forget about Public Enemy. They have some stuff up there, man. You know what I mean? But my top five, and I know I just keep talking, but my top five, it'll be Jadakiss for me. That'll be number one. Tupac will be number two. Number three will be Big Daddy Kane. Number four, just go ahead and be, like you said, Mos Def, but I can't, he's good, but I got to go with K-Dot. As my number four, and then my number five would be J. Cole. But none of us mentioned Jay-Z, though. I wonder why.
I'm going to be honest with you.
And Nas.
Some of the stuff Jay-Z say, he got from, got from Biggie. So, I'm just saying. But I'm a Jay-Z fan, though. You know what I'm saying? I like Jay-Z. But to put him, he's not in my top five. I forgot about Eminem.
Yeah,
I didn't forget about Eminem.
Can be on my top five.
And the only reason why, because if you think about Eminem, when I did the research, I think I came out at the time. Eminem had like something like about 200 and either 220 or 230 million records that was sold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's a lot of money that him. Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying? So why you think he ain't got to put out no album no time soon? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I got him in my top 10. Maybe my top 10. Top five, nah.
So, none of y'all got Ladies Love in y'all top 10? No.
No. So no. I mean, I don't, We just saying, like I said, we talking about just lyrical. I mean, record sales go out the window.
Yeah, throw away.
We just lyrical. No. Lyrical. No. I love it. I fuck with LL too, but he's top 20.
He in my top 20.
So now since we talking about it, so the 2023 list, the number one ranked rapper that I just pulled up just now is Kendrick. Kendrick is a number one rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ain't show number two, but guess what? It showed number three. And we forgot about him. Nas. Nas is number three.
Yeah, I forgot about Nas. But see, my top five is interchangeable. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those where, for sure, Big Pun is going to be in there. For me, Big Pun is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wale is one that can, I mean, I will go with him, but you know what I'm saying? I could also switch him out and then have Nas.
And then it got number four being Tupac, and then number five is Eminem.
Yeah. I mean, he's not bad. I mean, arguably, I could say Conway, the Machine. Conway a fucking beast. Him and Benny. But most people don't listen to them, so. I mean,
yeah.
Now, as they're getting more commercial hits, people are listening now, but I was fucking with them back. But
so, none of y'all got Vanilla Ice?
Who?
You know what? I don't have. I mean, no. All right, so, now since...
Shoot,
I can't pick. He's in the top 20. He in my top 20, but he can't be in my top 5 or top 10 or 15.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I got Tretch ahead of Eminem. I got Redman ahead of Eminem too.
Shoot, I forgot about Meth.
Yeah, Meth, and you know the sick shit about Meth Man right now. If you listen to all his recent albums, Versus, he doing it without cussing. You can't find him cussing in none of the motherfucking verses.
Yeah.
That's the crazy shit. But, I mean, Tresh don't get enough love either. Go back and listen to Tresh. Yeah.
So, how about groups?
I really wasn't a fan.
Oh, of Tresh? Oh, you talking about just Not About Nature in general?
What they put out, I think I've only like in my playlist. I might have only got one song.
Yeah,
in my playlist.
Yeah. How about the best group, rap group?
I gotta go Outkast.
Outkast.
Okay. Yeah, I got them. So what number you got Outkast? Number one, or number five? Okay, I agree. All right.
I got Outkast number two, Wu-Tang number one.
I got Wu-Tang sitting on number two. The only reason why I got Wu-Tang at number two, it's about seven of them, but Outkast, it was only two. You know what I'm saying? For them to actually do what they did with only two members, that's what's up.
Yeah, I got Wu-Tang number two as well.
Yeah, okay, so how about the Tribe Called Quest? Will we put them in there?
Yeah, you got to. I'm trying. Wait a minute. Tribe.
Because we got a lot of groups now. So you think about the Tribe Called Quest. You think about Beastie Boys. You thinking about Jungle Brothers. You thinking about NWA. You think about Public Enemy. You think about Run DMC. You got Salt and Pepper. You got Dang On. What's the other group with the
So we still going just lyrical, right?
Yeah. I mean then you got what's the other group?
Lyrical.
What you call the other group? I just can't. I'm gonna kill a man. What you call Cypress Hill? That's them?
Yeah. Cypress Hill.
Yeah. Talk to me.
That's what I'm saying. We talking about lyric. That mean now we going straight lyrical. That means every member. You gotta be. You can be nice, but then that means you gotta be nice with it. So.
What was that question again? I'm sorry.
For the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so. Like, if you think about the group and all that stuff like that, we got several group. We got, like, we already said the top two, you know, and you got, you know, Wu-Tang Clan and A Tribe Called Quest. We got the Beastie Boys. We got NWA. We got Public Enemy. We got Cypress Hill. We got Run DMC, Salt and Pepper. What is Public Enemy? Mm-hmm. Black Sheep. We got Black Sheep and Jungle Brothers. You can't forget about Jungle Brothers, because guess what? Yeah. Guess Lost who came Boys. From Jungle Brothers? The Lost Boys. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like,
a lot of groups.
It's a bunch of groups, man. And then we got Outkast. You know what I mean? So we said, you know, Outkast or Out. Yeah. Huh?
Number two. I said, yeah. You're right. We got Outkast one. Woo, number two.
Don't forget about Beastie Boys. Now, come on, now.
Yeah, they ain't my top. They not my top five though.
No, Beastie Boys. I mean, they in my top 10.
Yeah,
they
ain't but my top 20. That's what I'm saying. We talking about
girls. That's only really what is girls, and in the morning, just girls.
See, that's what I'm saying. Are we talking about? You gotta have hits, or we talking about just lyrical?
Lyrical.
I'm going. Well, you gotta put Black Star on that then.
Oh, I forgot about Black. Man, that's what's up there. Tyler, so now if we do a top 10, Black Star got to be my number 9. My number 10 going to actually go ahead. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, my 10 is going to be Run DMC.
Yeah, I can get a number 10.
So now we got to figure out three to seven.
I'm going to give this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm probably one of, but not too many people will say this, but I'm taking DMC.
What?
Overrun. I'm sorry.
You said you're doing what?
I'm taking DMC. DMC Overrun. Overrun, I'm sorry.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah, why?
I think DMC was just better.
You think so?
Yeah.
I really do. Run had that. He had that smooth, man. Like,
I like Run.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, like DMC added that. He had that. I don't know, man, how to describe it, but I know that Run DMC, just Run in general, he has some. If you go back and listen to some of the stuff, how the way he was rapping, man, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. We've got about Bone too.
Bone Thugs on. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
We forgot about Crucial Conflict.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I'm just playing.
Bone got to be 3 for me. I ain't going to lie to you. Bone not taking out Wu. So Bone got to be 3.
How about MOP? We got MOP. We got Black Star. I mean, y'all can't look. Y'all can't forget about Mobb Deep. City Girls. Happy.
I know about that. The reason why I said I got Bone number 3 is because every member lyrically nice.
Yeah.
There is no weak link at all.
How about Kid and Play?
See, I both Kid and Play. I like Kid and Play.
But would you put them in a top 10 group? Onyx? We forgot about Onyx. Come on.
I will put Kid and Play in my top
10. Yeah. Same thing with Onyx. You know what? Fredro Starr get all the love, but I'm taking what y'all? I'm taking Sticky Fingers over Fredro, though.
Ooh, yeah. Sticky been he's smooth, bro.
All day. Let me tell you something. When Sticky came out with that album, that was our senior year going down to the beach. I had that tape. Rolling in the contour. He tell me shit. If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, because I could be wrong. I want to think it was Sticky album and Red Man came out together. I think those two came out that same, around the same week, or maybe in a week apart.
Yeah.
Malpractice had both of them bumping.
Well, y'all know we done messed up because we got the Click, we got Boogie Down Production, we got Two Live Crew.
Who y'all got at three though? Because I said I got Bone at three,
and then we got Goody Mob. Come on, man, we got so much. Like,
I'm gonna be honest with you. My number three. Let's see, my one and two is opposite of y'all one and two.
Yeah,
my one was Wu-Tang. And my two was Outkast.
Outkast, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my Mobb Deep will be my third.
Mm. You got to give him credit. That's right.
Yeah.
Mobb Deep to me.
My number three will be Boogie Down Production. I got 100 Guns 200 clips coming to New York. Ha! What? I mean, that's what's up there. I got 100.
Ja Rule, Fat Joe, baby.
My number four is Fat Boys. No, I'm just playing. It's not. They're not even like in my top. They're my top. No, really, they're my top 30. Fat Boys,
yeah.
My number four, as far as groups. I'm gonna be honest with you. It'll probably be it's a toss up between Goody Mob and any combination from No Limit.
Yeah. Well, guess what? My number four be the Lox.
Oh, I forgot about the Lox.
They gonna be the Lox because every single one of them can actually like spit fire.
Yeah.
And then we can't forget about Diplomat. I can't give them that. We can't forget about Hot Boys with Lil Wayne them and all that stuff like that. The stuff that they did at the time. EPMD. You know, we can't, you know, so it's that list. I mean, and then you can't sleep on Will Smith and
you got the Dolphins. The Dog Pound.
And then you said Will Smith.
Yeah, so Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff. They did pretty good. You know?
Wasn't a group. They was not a group. That was a rapper and a DJ.
Naughty by Nature.
He's the rapper and I'm the DJ.
DJ, yeah. You tried to slide that one in there, though.
How about Grandmaster Flash?
Oh,
What about the poor woman's version of Salt and Pepper? JJ Fad.
I tell you what. Tell you what, y'all. I see what y'all doing. See what type of time y'all on right now. To that, I'll say I'm taking the lock.
There was for every if you think about it, back then, for every mainstream version. There was that other version that people consider like, I ain't gonna say a knockoff, but kind of sort of.
Yeah.
Because for Bone, you had Crucial Conflict.
That's right. They
came out one song, Hay in the Middle of the Barn. That was it. That one album. But everybody, when it first came out, everybody thought it was Bone. I don't know why, because they didn't sound. I mean, they had the same particular sound, but
yeah.
Bone Thug had a distinctive sound.
That's right.
So would y'all put, so can we say, what about Bad Meets Evil?
About who?
Bad Meets Evil. Royce the 5'9" and Eminem. They got two albums together. Yeah. I think it's Bad Meets Evil. Bad versus Evil. Some shit like that. They got two albums together. Mm-hmm. Don't count?
I don't know. I mean,
what about... Because I mean,
if you'd have said D12,
I would not.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Why not? D12, that group was pretty good. Now I can't pick them nowhere. They in the top 50.
They were more on the comedic side though.
I mean, they were dope. I mean,
their albums.
Just like Ying Yang Twin. That Ying Yang Twin is in my top 50. They'll be number 40 for me. Ying Yang Twin.
Oh, Lord, oh, mama, let me whisper in your ears.
Oh, real quick. Not trying to, you know, change up, but next week we should talk about that that Hulu documentary on Freak Meek. Because it's already out.
I'm going to have to go check that out when we get off of there, man.
A lot of people think it's a show. It's not a show. It's like an hour. It's like a, like almost an hour and a half, like, well, movie, documentary.
Yeah. You know, I had an opportunity. I never went, though. But go ahead.
I went in 95 and 96. So everything that you think that happens there, it happens there.
Yeah.
It happens. But Luke said he about to drop some more. He about to do some more docs. He said he got like, what he said? He said he got Bike Week at Myrtle Beach. He got like all these, he was like, if you thought you were safe, you're not. So he said he about to drop all that. All that's about to drop.
Damn, Luke.
Luke.
Oh, well, number four.
Why nobody said nothing about G-Unit?
Number four, I got Slaughterhouse.
So y'all just going to slide on by G-Unit?
G-Unit?
Yeah, I'm taking Slaughterhouse over G-Unit. Sorry.
Yeah.
We talking about literally. They're not taking that Slaughterhouse.
No. Well, no, it's too much in Slaughterhouse there. Them boys can rap over there. So recap right quick. Number one, we got Gerard, you got what? No, your number one was Wu-Tang. My number one was Outkast. My number two was Wu-Tang.
Same. And
my number two was Outkast.
Your number three?
My number three was Mobb Deep.
Your number three, Ro?
Love Deluxe.
Yeah.
No.
That was my number three.
It was Bones. Bones was my number three.
So my number three was Lox.
Lox was my number four. So I got it wrong. Lox was number four.
My number four was Goody Mob. I said either Goody Mob or anybody that's from No Limit.
Then I think my number four was Boogie Down Production.
Yeah, and then number five. Slaughterhouse.
And then my number five will be Public Enemy. You know what I mean? All right, so
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make my number five, any combination of from No Limit.
Yeah, they did good, man. They ate up, man. Like, every week,
them recycle beats.
Man, every week, them jokers sent out a bunch of, had an album coming out. Y'all don't remember that? Every week, man, Servon had about three albums come out. You know what I mean? You had Fiend. You had Mr. Magic. Mia come out. You had the No Limit Soldier. I thought I told you. You No Limit Soldier. I thought, come on, Pete.
And then Silk the Shocker rapping off.
Yep, and you know what? And that's what somebody had asked him why he rap off beats. He was like, he was the only one that was doing that at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Because he was.
Yep. And he's that's cool.
You're supposed to be on one and three. He on two and four.
Yep. All day, every day.
Can we y'all do a sip like that, man?
Is that what?
Can't believe y'all did something like that.
Okay. Well, I mean,
who is y'all as far as female rappers?
Number one?
You ain't gotta dive into it like we are like groups.
Oh, don't do the ladies like that. Don't try to kick them to the side.
No, I'm saying no. Who's your top three all time?
I got number one, I'm taking MC Light. Yeah. I got Latifah. and Che Noir. That's my three. No. Damn it. It's a tie. Che Noir or Rhapsody. That was my 3A, 3B. There it is.
Okay.
But I want to go Rhapsody because Rhapsody be goddamn soon we putting out some good shit.
I got a top three. Mia. Well, you know, Mama Mia. I got you. You know I'm no limit. So, her. Yo-Yo. Because there a lot of people sleep on her. And Moni Love. That's my top
three.
I think outside the box.
So if we do top three, top five or whatever, I gotta and I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench in here. Go listen to Lauryn Hill. Listen to Lauryn Hill.
I forgot about her.
We did. She don't have
listen
one
to Lauryn Hill. No, but that's all she need. That's all she need. That's number one.
There's a lot of writers on that album.
That's number one.
I'm not taking it from. We can't do ladies like that. We can't get them three. We gotta get them five too now. We gotta get them five.
So I'm gonna spit my five right quick. Yeah. Number one for me will be Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. Number two for me, gotta be Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj got a shelf full of stuff, man. I mean, like. When she finally, like, I don't know, man, she got a lot of albums. And she got a lot of albums with a lot of different people, too. And her spitting them fires, man, I mean, like, literally doing good. How the way she was rapping, you know what I mean? She can cross it up, you know what I mean? She can sing, she can rap, you know what I mean? My number three will be Lil' Kim. Number four will be Queen Latifah. And then my number five will be Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm. I just need to add some more to that. Because I mean, I got my top three. So, yeah, I'm gonna go Missy as the one of them. And mine is weird. My top five is weird. The chick from what was that group? Diggable Planet, Digital Planets, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can rap.
Excuse me. So I got Light, Latifah, Rhapsody, Che Noir. If I pronounced that right. I don't want to split them because I got them tied at three. Then I got Missy at four. Then five. Who would I take at five?
So you ain't gonna take Megan Thee Stallion at five?
I ain't gonna lie, that Cobra song was hitting. That bitch is in my playlist. I put Cobra Smooth in my playlist.
I'm saying
that's something. Come on, I listen to that shit about 2-3 times. That shit get me hype for work. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So you,
but
Cardi B not in your top five?
No.
Let me tell y'all this. Look how long it take her to come out with an album. Cardi B. Yeah. Just look. I mean, like, that's what I pay attention to. I mean, how many, like, and not saying she's doing this, but how many ghostwriters you got to get to get it right? You know what I mean? Because 6 years ago, she had an album. That album was popping. So my thing is, why take you? I mean, even though you make it.
Number five, I'm going Boss.
I forgot about her.
Oh, Remy. We forgot about Remy.
I did forget about Remy. I think I'll take Boss over Remy, though.
Yeah. I'll take Moni Love over Remy.
But Remy nice, though.
Yes, she is.
No, before... Which one now? The Remy that before she went in jail or the Remy that came out? The Remy that before she get it... All right, now the Remy that before, that's a top 10. She a top 10. She number 10.
Why nobody mentioned Eve?
To me, Eve's just like, Eve can rap really, really good, but once she started being successful on the show, You know what I mean? She kicked rapping aside. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I mean,
she'd be in the 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She could be in my top 10.
What Fox, about that,
Foxy Donald. Brown. God, dog.
He's Foxy Brown.
Yeah, so we forgot about Foxy Brown, too. She.
I didn't forget about
her. I didn't forget about her. She wasn't in my five.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, y'all like ever seen that thing? Y'all ever seen that thing where that white girl was going period I, period of? Y'all never saw that?
No,
she's number six on my whenever I send it to y'all. Matter of fact, you know what? I can look it up and then play it from right here.
Man,
I'm surprised y'all ain't heard that.
They just kicked me out of recording, y'all.
I'm surprised y'all ain't heard that. That shit was fucking hilarious to me.
Hey, they just kicked me out of recording.
God, dude.
No, you're not. It's still showing recording on my end.
Oh yeah, still showing too. It got you at 90.
Oh, okay. Because it just came, something just came up just now and said, because I had to plug my iPad out. It's on 5%.
No, you're still recording. Yeah, it's still showing the red dot. Yeah, the red dot is right there.
Mm-hmm. Comes back full circle. Don't
do it.
Comes back full circle.
Don't do it.
Okay. I'm hit the play button on this. And she is number six on my top 10. Hold on a second.
What the?
What?
What the Kool-Aid? What the Kool-Aid?
I was right back. Okay. On the block. All right. We go. Okay. There she is.
She's number six in my top 10.
All right.
Don't y'all try to steal my number six.
Don't worry. Don't fret.
Oh.
That will remain in the cup just for you.
That shit is fucking hilarious to me. That shit is like, I mean, that shit came out like a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like
every time I see it, it makes me laugh.
I want to put, I don't mind it. What's the name? From Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I cannot think of her name. Wait a minute. Can't think of her name for nothing. When I say her name, y'all know what I'm talking about, though. I'm going to play this right quick.
All right, before you do that, I got another one. This one is number 7 on my top 10. Let me see if I can play.
He trying to do that quick picture. He gonna try not to say boy. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I'll sell water to a well. I was born to get kicked. Move on to switch states. Captain Cooper, the roof going to switch plates. Never dictate. Never follow orders. Dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all this is Big J.
Oh, yeah. Will not lose ever. Oh, Mandy Mayhem. She a damn trip.
Dej Loaf. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know my Dej Loaf? Dej Loaf is nice.
I don't know what that
but
is.
She kind of like, she really didn't dip away for a little bit. But yeah, okay. Dej Loaf is nice. I like Dej Loaf. I like Dej.
I don't want y'all trying to figure out who Mandy Mayhem is. You know what
I'm saying? No, we already seen the commercial, so we already know who Mayhem is.
This is Mandy. Mandy Mayhem.
We ought to see the brother sister connection. We got it. They rolling through just like the Partridge Family. We good.
He said he was a smart black boy. That was
smart boy. But yeah, but that's the only one I mean, yeah. Yeah.
So why nobody said nothing from y'all did say y'all did get somebody from Bad Boy, didn't you? No way.
No.
Y'all didn't name anybody from Bad Boy and none nobody. Of y'all top. Well, no, you had Lil' Kim.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I definitely did. Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah, y'all didn't put Biggie in there.
No.
I put Biggie. Did I? I thought Biggie was top. Number three in mine.
Mm-mm.
He in my top 10. No, well, yeah, he in my top. He's like number six.
You had Pac in your top five.
Who?
G-Man.
Yeah, I didn't have him. He's in my top 10 also.
Yeah, he in the 10. I don't
know. Yeah.
Now if you want to go with storytellers. He my top five with storytellers though.
Yeah, storyteller. Yeah, he'd be my top five then.
Yeah.
Nobody's Mason and nobody's top five or top ten.
Nope. Nope.
Wait, me.
Killer.
So nobody got Shine in their top 10.
Nope.
Nope.
Black Rob.
Nope.
Anybody from Junior Mafia?
Nope.
Other than Lil' Kim.
Nah.
Do y'all know all of the members of Junior? Remember the members of Junior Mafia?
Remember Lil' C's?
Yep. That's the one I know.
See, I don't know the other ones.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said that, I thought you were finna rattle off everybody's name. I was like,
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember Lil' C's. Lil' Kim. That's it. Yeah, I don't remember anybody else. I don't remember their names.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. I got nothing.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all should have more people from from Bad Boy.
No.
Bad Boy Records and a staff. You should have more of those people. No.
No. No. No.
Not even Diggy Dylon.
Who?
No.
Who?
I spit hot fire.
No. Shit. He wasn't even the best one in the goddamn band.
Oh really? He wasn't?
Who
are your top five rappers? Dylon. Now you know they interviewed him and he said because of that Dave Chappelle skit,
mm-hmm.
nobody in the music industry is taking him serious.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like he wanted an apology. He was like, I never said that I was my own top five. So basically he wanted an apology from Dave Chappelle, because Dave Chappelle was the one who played him in that skit.
Yeah.
Now y'all know Chappelle ain't giving no apology.
Hell no. No.
He mean what he's saying, he say what he mean.
But see, that's the thing though. That's something you asked for right after that episode airs. You don't like talk about it years and years and years later. You could have did more to try to, I guess, fix it, I guess, yourself. So obviously, whatever demos or whatever you was giving them, it probably must not have been that good. But he blamed Dave Chappelle for what happened.
Well, between him, Chopper, and Freddie P, and Ness.
Ness was nice.
Yeah, you Ness.
Mm-hmm.
I had like Freddie P.
But Chopper had it. Remember now, Chopper was able. Ness was nice, but Chopper had opportunities. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he was from New Orleans, and I thought he had an album or two that came out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or a couple singles that came out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't buy anything that came from out of that.
I think I
purchased. Man, you can't. Yeah.
I didn't buy anything. Nothing personal. I just didn't buy anything from it. So.
That's fucked up.
I just wasn't hyped off of it.
Yeah.
How would you know you didn't buy it to see first?
I saw the early stages of that product when they was making the band, and I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be buying that.
I can't remember. No, I did not buy that. Who bought that?
I know you didn't.
Somebody bought it.
Nah,
I can't remember who though.
I know I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're really pondering this. You don't remember buying it or not?
No, I thought I did, but I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I did. But somebody bought it. I can't remember who the fuck it was, though.
To be honest with you, I thought it was a publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, that's what I thought. I thought it was gonna be one of them reality shows. They're gonna put out one album, and then they'll get one solo album, and then that'll be it. You won't hear nothing else from them. But I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why? That's why I didn't buy it. I didn't see the commercial success out of the first Making the Bank. Wasn't the first one like end up being Pussycat Dolls or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see the same success.
But didn't the Pussycat Dolls have some cuts?
No, but I'm saying though, that's why I said
Danny Kane that had the.
But no, that's what I'm saying. You're not gonna capture lightning in a bottle twice. So I just figured it was going to, they tried it. And like I said, when you think about it, they probably came out with how many commercial albums? Together or single?
Who?
By themselves.
Which one?
The second one. Second Making the Band.
Who was, I thought they only had one album.
That's what I'm saying. But how many solo albums did they pull off of that?
Remember all them.
Oh, I forgot about Babs though. Babs was nice.
Yes, she was.
And she got Queen of the Ring. She doing that. Oh shit, my shit done hit low power too.
Well, I mean, we got almost 50 minutes in. If you wanna, you know, we can go ahead and close this one out. Now I figured out what the problem was.
Oh yeah.
We can go ahead and close out.
What's up to you, man? See, anybody saying nothing? Everybody done got all dry. Everybody got all dry and shit. Nobody saying
What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about. But
I seen it once I seen them hands come out.
Yeah. Exactly.
The claw and all that stuff like that. Like,
you know, yeah, I ain't the claw. That's y'all the one.
Claw coming out. You know he not he like six or seven in, so of course he gonna actually feel a different.
I feel feeling. Same. Feel same. My slow roller, baby.
You work tomorrow?
Yep. Be there at 4 a.m.
Damn, you take your ass to bed.
Huh?
You need to probably go to bed early.
Shit, I need to. I ain't got no damn sleep. I ain't getting no sleep, man. At like 2.5 hours, shit like that. 2:45.
Yeah, I'm. Same thing here.
Crazy. So yeah, I mean, I don't know.
We should, you know what, I just thought about it, but the next time we actually get on here, we need to actually do the R&B group, the R&B singer.
Yeah.
And then we actually need to, you know, because there's some good groups out there too, you know what I mean, that a lot of people, like, that's not of our age, that don't know nothing about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll probably be a good topic to talk about. And then we're going to be talking about, we're going to do it on the live show when we're going to sit there and talk about the Freaknik. Are we going to do it on stereo?
No, we'll probably do it as a live show.
Okay.
But what's going to happen is people, I'm surprised I haven't been on stereo. Well, other than when we've been on there, I really haven't been on stereo, but I'm pretty sure people have already done topics about it. And this is something, you know, this is just us just joking around about it. So we can do it on here. Just do the live show here. You know, talk about it on the live show.
So y'all still cool with the random titles?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna title this one, Lube and Tube Socks.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
Damn.
I ain't gonna do that. We'll talk about our top fives and top ten.
That's right.
Nothing about that says anything about Tube Socks and Lube. At all.
Hey.
I mean, but then again, it'd be solid. It's a solid joint, though.
Yeah.
Nah, this one would be, I'm probably going to label this one Barbershop Talk. Yeah. This conversation is in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? That, yep. Your top five is up there, like, who's the greatest? LeBron and MJ. Can't forget about Kobe. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm on. This show is going to be labeled Barbershop.
Yeah. Sweet.
But no, not really, because the name of this is the after party, so it'll still be the after party, but no topic.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got to do the after party. Yeah.
Yeah, after party. So yeah. So anybody that tries to steal my idea of Tube Socks and Lube, just give me credit for it when I post the show.
Nah. When you post the next one. Hey, if you want that one, if you want that to be the title next week, joint for stereo, that'd be what's up. Don't forget now, I'll be with what you calling them for celebrating Robert wife's birthday. So
yeah, I thought, yeah, we probably gonna have to do it. We're gonna table that on the conference call tomorrow, so we can find out the time and all that stuff like that. So
yeah.
Yeah, I get on there. It'll probably be me and him, though. It's gonna be crazy.
Tomorrow on stereo?
Yeah, you been on stereo with me?
Oh, if you want one of them live, when we do live show, the after party.
Either one.
But I guess at this point we can go ahead and close this on out.
Yes, sir.
So, which one y'all want to close out?
Hey, look, let me tell y'all this.
I'll be doing that shit on purpose, just for the look that y'all give me. Like, oh, really? You gonna really say this right now?
I'm gonna say this. We thank each and every single person that's about to listen to this show. Peace.
And we appreciate it. We'll be back
next
Saturday. Even though this show was done on Sunday today, but the next show will be Saturday, next Saturday.
And, and then
the special announcement is we are adding two new people to the podcast.
That's right.
And they'll be on every other week. They're older, so they'll have a different outlook on certain situations, certain topics, and stuff like that. So,
and I think next Saturday they gonna be joining next Saturday. So, we gonna be having a good time again. So, we just need everybody to listen up.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said that whenever, like, for the next live show, and it's, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be the three, it's going to be G-Man and the other two new people. Make sure your camera is up, because they said they said y'all said the camera was too low, and said some people saw some crotch action going on. I don't know exactly what they saw. I didn't watch that video. I didn't go back and watch that video, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll probably have to do. Yeah, we'll make sure the camera's up and all that stuff like that. But the only person was sitting in the middle was my man. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say his name, but
she said she was complaining. But she said, "Yeah, you might want to lift that camera up a little bit." You know what I'm saying?
She said she wasn't complaining.
She wasn't complaining, but she said might want to lift that camera up a little bit. You know?
Okay.
A little crotch action going on there. Especially when y'all talking about the gas station pills. So, but other than that, Ro, you got anything?
No.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, this was another episode Run and Tell That podcast. You know what it is, it's the after party. And let's see if our outro music will play and not play fast. Sorry.
Powered by Riverside FM.
Damn, that motherfucker sound dead as hell, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Powered by Riverside FM.
All right, y'all.
All right. Later, brothers.
All right.